The Brook That Runned Me Gramfers. When snow-white clouds were thin in view avore the summer sky a-blue, and I'd no hope but how the vines and ply to entertain my mind, along the water as did wind with zedgy shoal and holler crook, how I did ramble be the brook that runned all down from Gramfers. A-holding out my line beyond the cloak leaves with my withy wand, how I did watch with eager look my swimming cark, as anchor shook me minnies nibbling at my hook, a-thinking I should catch a brace of perch, or at the least some dace, a-swimming down from Gramfers. Then 10 good dairies were a-fed along that water's winding bed, and in the Lutha hills and wood a half a score farmhousen stood. But now, count all o'em how you would, so many less to hold the land, you'd find but 5 that still to stand a-coming down from Gramfers. There in the midst of all his land, the squire's 10-tonned house did stand, where he did make the water climb a bank and sparkle under dim bridge arches, filling to the brim his pond, and leaping white as snow from rocks a-glittering in a bow, and running down to Gramfers. And now, one wing is all you'd find of thick girt house a-left behind, and only one old stone and tons a-standing to the Rhine and Zun, and all's undone, the squire done. The brook ha' now no call to stay to fill his pond or climb his bay or running down to Gramfers. When once in heavy rain the road at Grenley Bridge were overflowed, poor Sophie White, the place's pride, a-going from market, went to ride her pony drew to t'other's side, but found the stream so deep and strong that took her off the road along the holler down to Gramfers. 'Twere dark, and she went on too vast to catch hold anything she passed. New bow hung over to her hand, and she could reach no stone nor land where once her liddy voot could stand. New ears were out to hear her cries, nor were she once as eed me eyes, till took up dead at Gramfers.